You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Back thanks to a Brandon Marsh go-ahead sack fly. And then Kyle Schwarber, he had a RBI ground out in the top of the six, as well as Trey Turner had a sacrifice fly to left. So, look, it's not that the Phillies just straight up overpowered the Braves last night, because they absolutely did not. But they did a fairly good job of manufacturing runs. Like, in the top of the six where they tied it, Sosa started off with a single to left, then Rojas got a double to left, and then they just had productive outs. And you talk about, you know, what just good baseball, and Phillies were able to do that a little bit last night. Again, Kyle Schwarber not striking out, grounding out, putting the ball in play, and that was able to score a run. Trey Turner, same thing, putting a fly ball out there, putting the ball in play, able to score a run. So, and on that Schwarber ground out, he was able to advance both runners. Obviously, Sosa scored, and then Rojas went to third, and then Trey Turner got Rojas home. So they played a little bit of small ball last night, which, again, you don't, when you think about the Phillies and even the Braves, you don't necessarily think about small ball, but that's kind of at least what the Phillies did. Obviously, the Braves had the two-run home run by Arcia, and that was all their scoring and all their offense last night. But Phillies played a little bit of small ball, and then obviously in the eighth inning, top of the eighth, Brandon Marsh hits that sacrifice fly. So all three of Philadelphia's runs came off sacrifices or ground outs. So, I mean, they didn't overpower you at all, but Phillies just got runners on and were able to get them home. So Braves do fall to the Philadelphia Phillies last night again. Final score of 3-2. However, again, Max Fried did look good. Unfortunately, he did have the top of the sixth inning where he did give up the lead and give up those two runs. Again, it was nothing crazy, just Phillies having productive outs. But final stat line for Max Fried, 7 innings, only giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts for Max Fried. And like I said, definitely has looked his best since coming off that IL stint that he was on shortly after the All-Star break ended. So it was a good night for Max Fried, and you hope, again, just going down the stretch, this final stretch of the regular season, you hope that this continues for Max Fried and you continue to get a Max Fried like this, because, again, you would like to think the Braves can put up more than 2 runs on any given night, at least get you 3 to 4 runs. But obviously you were going up against some really good pitching last night from the Phillies too. Aaron Nola was on the mound for the Phillies, and he did his thing last night too. Nola goes 5 1/3 innings, gives up 8 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts for him. So they had to work their bullpen a little bit more, but still Aaron Nola did just quite enough to get the job done. But going back to Max Fried, let's hear the skipper, Brian Snicker, talk about Max Fried's performance last night because he was impressed with Max Fried, and he knows that that was the best Max Fried we had gotten in a few starts now, in a long bit. So let's hear from Brian Snicker talk about Max Fried's outing last night.
No, I think it was big. It was big, you know. I mean, he had 5 1/3 with more pitches than the 7 that he threw today. It's just the stuff overall was so, just played up so much better in the last couple outings. That was really encouraging and good to see.
It was. It was very encouraging to see. Again, if you continue to get that Max Fried throughout the rest of the season and obviously in the postseason as well, if you do make it to the postseason, which obviously now Phillies are back up to a 7-game lead in the NL East, and I believe the Mets won last night as well. So I believe the Braves now only have a game and a half lead in that final wild card spot. I'll check that for you right now. But again, it would be, and by the way, yes, the Mets did win last night, so the Braves do only have a game and a half lead in that final wild card spot. But when it comes to Max Fried, again, Braves can continue to push here, make it to the postseason, however they do it, they can make it to the postseason, and Max Fried is pitching like that. You feel good about, again, the Braves at least starting rotation in the postseason, and you feel pretty good about their bullpen too, although we do have a little bit of bad news on the Braves, and not only did they lose, but they lost another key component to...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Their lineup, and I should say more so their bullpen, because he wasn't in the lineup per se, but AJ Minter goes down and he underwent season-ending hip surgery yesterday. The Braves officially announced that yesterday, so unfortunate for AJ, and he has to have his season shortened, and we know how good he can be, and unfortunately has dealt with injuries really kind of sprinkled throughout his career, and it just... You hate to have it for AJ, and I do wonder what his future is going to be with the Braves, because he is a free agent heading into this offseason. So I do wonder if the Braves are thinking about re-signing him, or if maybe coming off hip surgery, maybe they elect not to re-sign him. So I'm sure they'll be in talks, and we'll just have to wait and see, you know, what AJ's number looks like. And you know, you do wonder if, knowing he's coming off a hip surgery, if he'll be willing to take less. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. But AJ Minter is done for the season. Again, having to undergo season-ending hip surgery yesterday. So we all giving a get well soon to AJ Minter. But look, you got the series finale. Braves do tonight going up against the Phillies. And look, as long as you can win the series, because while it would have been nice to sweep the Philadelphia Phillies, and Look, you were in position to do that at least for a little while last night. Nobody realistically thought, I don't think anybody realistically thought, that the Braves were going to sweep the final six games they had against the Phillies and, you know, come all the way back in the NL East solely off of the head-to-head matchups between themselves and the Phillies. Look, they're going to need the Phillies to lose some other games because, again, you just can't expect the Braves to sweep the Phillies throughout the rest of the season. So, but what you do want to do and what we can expect from the Braves is to win this series. And they still have a chance to do that tonight. It'll be the rubber match, 7:08 first pitch. Guess what? The Braves are playing on Big Fox tonight, y'all. And it's going to be Spencer Schwellenbach going up against Christopher Sanchez. I always want to call him Carlos. Christopher Sanchez. And Schwellenbach, we know how good he's been as of late. He's been really on fire. And, you know, the 4.04 ERA is a little misleading because he did have some rough starts towards the, obviously, beginning of his young career that started this season. So his first couple of starts, he got roughed up a little bit, but he has really settled in. And I expect Spencer Schwellenbach to hopefully be good tonight. So 4-6 on the year Schwellenbach is. Again, 4.04 ERA. Again, slightly misleading because he has been a lot better down the stretch, and his last few starts have been really, really good. And he's got a 1.07 whip and in 75 and two-thirds innings pitch. Christopher Sanchez, 9-8 on the year, 3.46 ERA, 1.25 whip. And that's in 140 and a third innings pitch. So hopefully the Braves can get to Christopher Sanchez tonight and win their rubber match. And look, game gained is a game that you don't have to gain, you know, coming down the stretch of September. So hopefully the Braves can win this series. And look, they go to, I believe, actually, no, they're going to have the Nationals here after this series against the Phillies for three. Then they'll go to Minnesota and play the Twins for three. And then at the end of the month, they're right back playing the Philadelphia Phillies. This time it'll be in Philadelphia to close out the month of August. They'll have a three-game set against the Phillies. So you're going to have your opportunities if you win this series against the Phillies and you win the next series at the end of the month against the Phillies. And that's just winning the series. It's not sweeping. It's just winning the series. That's two games you'll have gained on them. And hopefully you get some help in between that time. You never know. You never know what can happen. But right now, again, I'm not worried about the Braves winning the NL East. The Phillies can have that. You can have it. We ran the NL East for what? 6-7 years? Back to back to back to back to back. Y'all can have this 1 year. And look, it's not to say I don't want the Braves to come back and win the NL East. Of course I do want that. But at the end of the day, all I really want is the Braves to get in the postseason, be as healthy as they possibly can be. So that's getting Austin Riley back, getting Ozzie Albies back, and the bats getting hot when they get into the postseason. The Braves playing their best baseball when they get into the postseason, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter necessarily your seed or if you're going to be at home or on the road. If you're hot and you're playing good baseball, we know what this Braves team can do. At Truist Park, not in Truist Park, doesn't matter. If they're playing well, they're playing well, and we know how dangerous they are. So hopefully the Braves can get back at it tonight and get themselves a win. Now, there was a moment that I did like, and not sure if, you know, Orlando Arcia, that's what I'm talking about, when he hit his two-run home run, seemed like he may or may not have stared down Bryce Harper, and we know what happened in last year's postseason. Bryce Harper stared down Orlando Arcia not once but twice after hitting home runs in Game 3, and obviously that has been a big thing that was talked about going into this year and throughout this year, and it was a big thing, you know, that the Phillies kind of rallied around as they continue to make their playoff run after they eliminated the Braves last season. And Orlando Arcia seemed like he may or may not been trying to get his get back last night, but he did say through an interpreter that he was just enjoying his home run. So I don't know how much I buy that, but if he was staring him down, I think that's pretty cool. But if he was, in fact, staring him down, I do wish he would have admitted it a little bit. Like, I like that spice. I would have liked that spiciness. I would have liked that fieriness from Orlando Arcia. Yeah, I stared him down, and what? I was getting my get back, and what? But I do understand the angle of, look, we are looking up at the Phillies in the standings. So, you know, staring them down while you are still six games behind at that point in time in the NL East is, you know, something you may or may not want to say. But is what it is. Hopefully the Braves can bounce back and win the series tonight. I'll be tuned in. I'm sure you'll be as well. Spencer Schwellenbach again going to be on the mound against Christopher Sanchez. Hopefully the offense can have a little bit of a breakout game against old Christopher. But we shall see. All right. 5 minutes from now, we'll be back, and we're going to be talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Big Kirko. Kirko Chains, Perk Thuggins, whatever you want to call him. He was talking to the media yesterday, and he had fun at yesterday's practice for a couple of different reasons. We'll get into it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.